It's all very well to say that vocational trainers need to take responsibility for developing foundation skills as part of their training program, but how do we do that?
The short answer to that question would be to recommend some professional development and building strategies to support learners. But there are a few straightforward tips that could help.
Great. Yeah, tell me.
I'll step you through some of them. The first strategy is really about encouraging trainers to scaffold foundation skills tasks, or to break tasks up into steps that add up to what's required in the job. For example, when you read text that is organised into a table, you would usually read the headings across the top and then the headings on the left at the side. This process helps you work out what the information in the grid is all about. When you introduce a workplace form for the first time, make sure that you explain to learners the purpose of the form and how it works. Don't assume that people know how to access different documents. Forms can be quite different from each other. Some forms have headings that run down the left side, others have checklists incorporated. Sometimes you need to complete forms by filling in words and phrases, others are completed by ticking boxes. Sometimes the language or measurements used in the headings are very specific to a workplace or context, and often that language will need to be explained. For example, the codes that define timber strength and stress grading. While we're talking about vocational language, another helpful strategy to build foundation skills is to get learners to keep a personal reference file. What goes in the file could include simple documents like a spelling list or a list of illustrated terms to help the learner get to know what the terms mean. It could be part of a tree to help with pruning, words like green crowns or epicormic, or words like kerf and springback that relate to sawmilling.
Yes, I could see how those strategies could work with the people I train. I'd have to approach the personal file thing in the right way, or it could be sort of patronising.
Yes, it could. But think about it, lots of people have reference files. It's really not just for young people.
Okay, that's two. What are the other strategies you're going to tell me about?
Two down, three to go. Another strategy is to use model texts to provide the learner with an example of what the end product should look like. An example would be a form completed in a couple of different ways to show the types of words and phrases that should be written in each section, or the types of responses that are required. Learners can use the example as a prompt or as a guide to help them fill in the form correctly. Trainers can also model good practice to learners. Show learners what good practice looks like when you carry out tasks that would be typical in the workplace. For example, when you provide instructions and check that the learner has understood, or when you use body language to build rapport.
Is there one more?
Yes. The last one I want to mention is the skimming and scanning of documents. We often need to read documents at work, and sometimes they're quite complex. Some tips for learners about how to access those documents can be really helpful. So when you introduce a new document, give the learner a couple of minutes and ask them what the purpose of the document is and who the target audience is. You can pick up a lot from just reading the titles of the document and the first paragraph.
But there's a place for getting some outside help too?
Definitely. Vocational trainers should do what they can, but you can't do everything. There will be cases where you won't know what to do, and it will be useful to talk to a language, literacy and numeracy expert. These experts can be a bit hard to find, but there's a lot of activity going on at the moment around getting more people qualified to be able to take up this role. You might work in a registered training organisation where there are lots of foundation skills experts in a general studies type department, and there could be some options for sharing ideas or even team teaching. But if you're in a small RTO, that might not be possible. Ask around. What do other people in your situation do? There are lots of options. You just need to think it through a bit.